Ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left the building, but joining us on the telephone is our friend Chris from the Million Dollar Quartet. He is the director of the event. He's also an actor and so much more. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Rick. Thanks for having me on WKZE.
It's my pleasure to have you on. Now, you've done some work in the past. You want to tell the folks some of the work that you've produced and done and directed
sure.
and acted in?
Sure. Well, I'm a working class entertainer, Rick.
All right.
The last 20 years, I've been on the road doing shows in, so far, 45 states of the Union, Canada, and England. And most of the shows I do are what we call actor-musician shows, where all the cast are the orchestra or the band. And most of the shows that I do are, in one form or another, tributes to great American music.
Mm. Now, you were the musical director and actor in Ring of Fire. And director and music director of Woody Guthrie's American Song. Yeah, I guess so. But one of my favorites, Woody Guthrie, as just an American icon, even though he probably didn't want to be, he is.
Yes, sir. And I directed the Woody Guthrie's American Song here at Shadowland Stages about 10 years ago, 8 years ago.
Man, time flies.
Yeah, so I'm all over the place. It's nice to have a home here in Hudson Valley.
Well, the Shadowland Stages is a wonderful place to see a show. It's intimate. It's the actors feel the X factor in the room, which is really cool.
They definitely do. I already said some of my credentials, and I literally am never home. And there are certain places, you know, when you've worked as many, I've worked 185 contracts upon most recent count, and there are certain places, and Shadowland Stages in Ellenville is one of them. If they call me, I'm going to come running. It's a special place, both the audience and the people I'm working with and the material we're doing. I love that place.
Now, tell me about the new production that you're involved in right now, Million Dollar Quartet. Now, I know a picture. I know there were some recordings of the legendary meeting of Jerry Lee Lewis, Johnny Cash, Elvis,
and
Carl
Perkins.
Of course.
Sir.
And, well, tell me about the performance. Like, what goes on? Is it dramatization of the four of them meeting? Has it been documented? How'd you get the material? And what's up?
Well, Million Dollar Quartet it comes out of the mind of two gents who wrote the script based on the famous photo of the four of them at the piano together on December 4th, 1956. They were all at Sun Records at the same time.
Mm.
Elvis had already left Sun Records for RCA, and unbeknownst to Sam, Johnny and Carl were both about to leave, so Sun Records was about to be in some trouble, so... Mm. But they were all at Sun Records. Sam let the tape roll while they all started singing gospel music. But this show expands on that. So while they do sing some wonderful American gospel, they play their hits. They get down and have a concert. Elvis shows up with a date, so she brings the house down with songs like Fever.
Mm.
But you hear some of the greatest American rock and roll songs in history, some of the most famous, some of all your favorite. If you like any of these artists, we're going to play some of your favorites.
Well, we love
But
that.
Also we get to explore, it didn't all happen on this night. People left the label a little bit later. But this supposes that all of those events happened on one night, which in a Paul Bunyan-esque way, it is a true story. There are no lies in it, except it didn't all happen at once.
Yeah. Well, to explore the work of Elvis, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Carl Perkins, there are so many amazing songs in all of their catalogs. Now, it must be hard to choose which direction to go with all of these great artists and their songs. Had you come up with the music then behind the script?
Well, the songs are, of course, chosen. They're in the script.
Hmm.
So that takes the pressure off. And then the original recordings are out there. But But I've done a lot of work with Ring of Fire, the Johnny Cash musical, and with the John Denver musical that we did here a year ago. And while I think there are some great tribute artists out there who do really great impressions, and these guys do some gentle impressions, I don't go looking for a perfect tribute artist, a perfect impressionist. Okay. I go looking for stars who just aren't famous yet, who might be able to work up a good Elvis or might be able to work up a Jerry Lee. So my cast is a bunch of people I think you're going to hear about in other ways as the years unfold. And they happen to be working up these four giants. You know, my Elvis worked really hard to capture some of the flavor, but he brings some of his own greatness to the role too. Because let's face it, you know, when I do Ring of Fire, I'm not Johnny Cash, but I am me, and I have good things in me. So I'm going to give you some of Johnny. I'm going to give you some of me. And these cats, man, they work so hard, Rick, and they're bringing the house down.
Now, Chris, is the band live? Is it recorded?
Oh, yeah.
How's it go?
No, there is the only recording. And I don't want to ruin it, but late in the show, there is a recording of the actual quartet singing together.
Oh, cool.
That is the only recorded music in the show. We are a band, and I got to tell you, these guys, they became a really great band together. Like, they could go on tour tomorrow if I wanted
nice.
To. Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, this is a special group. I really got lucky with this.
Who's playing Jerry Lee Lewis?
Sorry, hang on a second. A fellow named Jefferson McDonald, who has played the role many times. He's played it on cruise ships, and he's played it regionally. We lost him for a week of rehearsal because he's in such demand that there was a cruise going through the Caribbean that needed him in the big showroom to bring the house down every night, so he had to fly out for a week and come back.
Does he also play piano?
Oh my gosh, he plays like a rock star. He plays like he was born in a piano.
So that's great,
because I just play bass in the show, so I kind of get to just watch these guys be amazing.
Does he do the Jerry Lee Lewis playing the piano with his right foot while his other two hands are busy?
He plays it with his foot. He plays it with his posterior. He plays it without looking. He stands on top of it. He jumps 12 feet in the air and lands to button a song. I remember I used to have that energy, Rick.
Where'd it go, Chris?
I turned 50 and suddenly...
Well, there's some things we have to leave for the kids to do.
That's right. I'll just play the bass and cash my checks.
Chris, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Tell the folks other great aspects of this show. What's the set like? What can folks expect when they come to Shadowland Stages? And most important, when are your next performances?
Right on. Well, the set looks like a mock-up of the inside of what one might imagine a tiny studio that was built in an old auto parts shop might look like. And so the band is all right there, and the guitars are right there in front of you. We're not so loud that you have to plug your ears, but it's a toe-tapping good time. I'll tell you, one of the great things about live art like this is it has multiple purposes. Sometimes it's there to make you think, and sometimes it's there to make you cry. And then sometimes it's simply there to take the load off. Mm. And that's this show. Though there's a serious story, and there is some serious drama wielded by great actors. Mostly you can sit back, tap your toe, smile, and listen to some of the best tunes, at least from when I was growing up. I grew up on this music, you know, when I was a kid. The expectation is, you know, it's like dessert. It's like an hour and a half of the best dessert, but in music. It's a good time. I have great people. I have a few young entertainers who've only been out of program in the last 4 or 5 years, who are doing some of their first, they're getting their careers started. Mm. And they're hungry because they were sitting at home in the pandemic, so they show up and they give so much more than 100%, Rick.
Wow.
You can expect a team of people who's going to do their best to make your day better.
Well,
and I'll tell you this, this is to your whole listening audience, and I mean this. I'm the redheaded guy. You come to the show and you don't like it, you find me after, I'll pay you back myself.
Well, money back guarantee from Chris, and well, that's a bold statement. So
thanks.
You know that it's going to carry to listeners who are listening now. Get tickets. Don't miss out on Shadowland Stage's production of The Million Dollar Quartet. It's on now. Chris, when are the next performances?
Oh, yeah, we run Thursday nights, Friday nights, Saturday nights at 8 p.m.,
okay,
and Sundays at 2 p.m., and we close in a few weeks. We close on September 10.
Okay, cool.
So it's, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday afternoon, tickets at shadowlandstages.org.
Org.
We can call them up.
Okay. Well, Chris, thank you so much for taking the time. Chris is the director of Million Dollar Quartet and the bass man, holding down the bass. And, well, all the best to you, Chris. We look forward to chatting with you in the future. And, well, really, keep them coming. Keep the productions coming. We need this.
And I'll come back anytime they call me, Rick. And thank you to you and the whole team and at the musical diversity of WKZE, man.
All the best. Thank you.
Happy day.
Bye. This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Our guest, Chris, from the Million Dollar Quartet, Shadowland Stages in Ellenville, shadowlandstages.org for more information. It's going to be a blast, so make sure you catch a performance, or many. Knock yourself out. Coming up, J.J. Cale, so much more. It's the Up and Running Morning Show, 921 AM.
Hi, it's Doug from the Rhinebeck Artist Shop. I wanted to let you know about another new high-tech program our IT department, me, has been working on at our stores in Rhinebeck and New Paltz. We have made a big investment in a new device, the Karmic Infuser 2200. When art supplies leave our stores, this device...